Picture this, hanging 20 feet above a raging river, gripped not by fear of falling, but by terror of being labeled a pussy by your peers. This is the poisonous dance with masculinity that Justin Baldoni describes in Man Enough. From childhood, boys are inducted into a culture where feminine traits become shorthand for weakness, creating a lifetime silent struggle of suppressing genuine emotions to win elusive acceptance. The etymology of courage reveals a fascinating journey, from the Latin cor, meaning heart, to our modern understanding of heroism. This evolution shows how we've moved away from courage as speaking one's mind by telling all one's heart to a more physical, danger-facing concept. True valor for men often becomes a form of self-erasure, burying emotions beneath a stoic exterior. Patriarchy commands men to compartmentalize their feelings, creating an invisible prison of expectations. The challenge becomes redefining bravery itself, moving from performative masculinity toward heartfelt integrity. Boys absorb these ideals through the silent curriculum of peer pressure and family dynamics, learning to perform masculinity rather than authentically express themselves. What if the strength you've been chasing is actually killing you? The pressure on male bodies has intensified dramatically in recent decades. G.I. Joe's evolution from 1974 to 2002 epitomizes society's increasingly unrealistic muscular ideals. Media indoctrinates boys early, equating muscles with masculinity and setting physical perfection as the standard. These messages create a lifetime struggle with self-worth, where even those with seemingly ideal physiques often struggle with negative self-perception. Iconic advertisements and Hollywood's muscular leading men have amplified muscularity as the male ideal, challenging our acceptance of natural body diversity. The messaging equates muscles with the ability to protect loved ones, especially women. Yet what's needed isn't stronger male protectors, but systemic change in how men perceive their roles in society. Society also perpetuates the myth that men must possess inbuilt resourcefulness, like MacGyver and James Bond. This encourages men to solve problems independently, equating self-sufficiency with masculine value. However, this pressure leads to isolation as men struggle to reconcile the idealized image of the all-knowing male with their actual limitations. Cultural expectations discourage men from seeking help, demonstrated in the stereotypical reluctance to ask for directions, a minor issue representing a broader pattern of avoiding vulnerability. This extends to healthcare, career guidance, and emotional support. Reimagining masculine intelligence to embrace vulnerability and mutual support could redefine masculine strength, turning perceived weaknesses into sources of empowerment. In high school hallways across America, apparent confidence often masks deep insecurities. Young men carefully mimic popular peers' mannerisms and speech patterns while hiding vulnerabilities behind constructed personas. From childhood, boys learn to project self-reliance and stoicism, suppressing emotions to fit masculine paradigms. Teachers and parents reinforce these expectations with phrases like "man up," creating a harmful gap between authentic feelings and performed roles. The boys' club culture transmits behaviors through observation of dominant male figures. An unspoken code exists where insecurity about masculine conformity is hidden through specific rituals, dismissing academic achievement, celebrating risk-taking, and minimizing emotional expression. Transforming these patterns requires shifting from valuing dominance to fostering genuine connection and empathy. White privilege and male privilege often remain invisible to those who possess them, yet confer unearned advantages others don't receive. Examining these privileges naturally creates discomfort as it reveals societal inequities. Privilege isn't about lack of effort, but rather the absence of specific barriers others must overcome. Understanding masculinity requires embracing intersectionality, where racial, gender, and class biases converge. Recognizing how sexism and racism have benefited certain groups at others' expense is essential in addressing systemic issues. Claims of color blindness prove inadequate, as demonstrated by an interaction at a wedding where an insensitive gesture revealed racial obliviousness. Denying racial differences effectively erases cultural identity, a painful experience for those whose identity is negated. True progress comes from acknowledging the harm caused by ignoring race and embracing diversity as fundamental to humanity. Success, deeply rooted in masculine norms, pressures men to derive self-worth from external validation. Those who don't conform to traditional provider roles often feel inadequate. Society equates material wealth with happiness, despite evidence suggesting otherwise. The temporary high of financial gain quickly fades when facades built on possessions crumble. During these fluctuations, extravagant purchases often symbolize deeper insecurities rather than genuine success. Money spent filling emotional voids typically leads to fear-based decisions that backfire. True success comes from embracing authentic value rather than maintaining illusions. Hitting rock bottom reveals how genuine relationships matter more than perceived success. After experiencing setbacks, leaning on true friends exposes the emptiness of perception-driven achievements. The 2019 Success Index confirms this shift, showing people now prioritize meaningful relationships over money or fame for authentic fulfillment. The myth that men must always be ready for sex breeds insecurity. Society equates sexual prowess with manhood, yet many men lack proper education and turn to problematic sources like pornography, highlighting the need for honest conversations about sexual confidence. Boys face immense pressure to meet unrealistic expectations with few opportunities for open dialogue. Internet accessibility transforms pornography from mysterious allure into habitual consumption, becoming a substitute for proper sexual education and distorting perceptions of sex, self-worth, and women's bodies. Pornography offers escape from emotional complexities, yet lacks the foundation healthy sexuality requires. While real relationships demand vulnerability and communication, porn provides quick dopamine hits that mask loneliness, creating neurological pathways linking satisfaction to digital fantasies and fostering addiction that leads to depression and emotional detachment. Healing begins by confronting these patterns and redefining sex beyond physical performance. By recognizing intimate gestures as integral to sexuality, the focus shifts from mere physical satisfaction to emotional bonding, creating unity through genuine human connection. Surrender requires profound courage, challenging cultural norms that equate it with weakness. Accepting enough means shedding outdated masculine ideals of dominance and emotional restraint. Beneath these expectations lies our fundamental need to belong and an innate worthiness that exists independent of achievements. The journey toward surrender resembles the knight in rusty armor, where protective armor built from childhood experiences and societal expectations must be removed piece by piece. This process involves confronting inadequacy fears and embracing vulnerability as strength, supported by therapy, affirmations, mindfulness, and honest self-reflection. Children demonstrate through uninhibited play what living without societal constraints means, existing presently, expressing emotions freely, and finding joy in simplicity. When we encourage children's self-acceptance, we recognize our own need for it, revealing how many adults still carry unmet needs for validation. This journey culminates in understanding that worth exists independently of achievements, status, or others' opinions. The ultimate truth: we are enough not because we've proven it, but because we've always been enough. This transforms self-doubt into self-acceptance, where worth becomes inherent rather than earned, creating space for both strength and vulnerability, achievement and rest.